Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
My name is Patricia King. This is Michelle Burkett. And we're so glad that you're with us today as we're talking about dreams and interpretation of those dreams. We're living in a season right now where God is just giving so many people dreams. In fact, I know of many people, Michelle, that I have 5-6 dreams a night.
Wow.
You know, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm glad I don't. But God can speak to us in our dreams. Mm-hmm. He can reveal to us what's going on inside of our own heart and life, mm-hmm. or he can speak prophetically to us or reveal destiny purpose inside mm-hmm. of us. And he is really using dreams. And of course, all through the scripture, we see God giving his people dreams, and especially in really important times in church history, mm-hmm. when things are happening, he would send an angel into a dream right. or speak to people in their dreams and give them direction on what to do. And that's happening today. And I know that many of you as viewers right now are saying, yeah, that's been happening to me. I've been having lots of dreams and I'd like to have more information on them. And there's also some great teaching in the body of Christ about mm-hmm. dreams. And one of the women in our Women in Ministry Network, Barbie Breathitt, is one of the greatest teachers I know on the subject of dreams and interpretation of dreams. And she has some of the richest material out there on interpreting dreams. And so we're going to have Barbie share a few things with you right now on dreams and interpretation.
My name is Barbie Breathitt, and I want to talk to you a little bit about dreams. I believe that there's a wisdom that's concealed within dreams. And those who seek God will seek spiritual understanding through getting an interpretation of their dream. God releases mysteries within our dreams of the night. And the mysteries that he seals within our spirit, they create an urgency within us in order to seek after him. And that's the whole thing God's after. He's after an intimate relationship with you. He wants us to seek him for revelation so that we can enter into the realm of the spirit with him. In the beginning, he walked with Adam and Eve in the garden, but now he visits each one of us every night through the dreams and visions of the night. A true dreamer is one who sees the impossible, but yet knows with God all things are possible. And dreamers, we're able to see a shadow of something because God will put an image or just a slight impression up. But even that shadow is something as if we're seeing it by the moonlight. If we allow our faith to enter into that, by the time the morning rays dawn, then we are able to come into a visionary understanding and have clarity of a secret or a mystery that God was sharing with us. A lot of times the dreams that we have are answers to our prayers. And so there's an understanding of the things that we prayed for that comes to us through dreams, through visions in the realm of the spirit. And I believe that whenever a person turns their face towards the Lord, that he removes another veil. And so now the Lord is a spirit, and so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And so God will invade our dreams to give a spiritual understanding. I know just recently we had the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh, and God gave me strategic dreams in order to have the correct prayer strategy to mobilize thousands of people to begin to pray him into office. So God's going to speak to us with dreams and give us strategic roadmaps. And he does this to point us into the right direction. Dreams contain a power that enable us to become creative because God created us in his image and in his likeness. The Lord wants to remove the veils from our eyes so that we can begin to see Him and know Him in a face-to-face encounter of intimacy. He comes into our dreams at nighttime so that we can see Him, and when we see Him, we will be like Him. I want to encourage you to get some of my materials that are going to help you. Dreams are about understanding a symbolic language. So I have a dream symbology dictionary. Over 10,000 symbols. If you can find out what the symbol means, you're going to be able to decipher your dream. The A to Z Dream Symbology Dictionary is I recommend to you. And I also have a stack of four different books that I've written. There's a special we're running on our website. Four books for 50. Dream Encounter, Gateway to the Seer Realm, Dream Seer, and Dream Interpreter. Get some revelation. Get some information. Let God unlock the mysteries of your dreams, because He's speaking truth to you in the night season.
God is such a communicator, right?
No kidding.
And everything about Him is pulling us into relationship and desiring that face-to-face relationship with Him. And I love what she was saying, that every time we turn our face toward Him, another veil is taken away.
I know. And I love her resource, too. My gosh.
It's so good.
That book with 10,000 dream symbols is truly a tool that everybody can utilize, and it'll help them. We always need the Holy Spirit to interpret our dreams, so He'll speak to each one individually. Yeah. But those kind of symbology books, they really do help. Of course, you weigh it up and see if there's a witness in your spirit as to what your dream means to you. But I think it's important that we work with our dreams. Mm-hmm. And if you will make investment to learn how to work with your dreams, God will give you more and more understanding. I was out with Dr. Brian Simmons and Candace, and both of them dream anywhere between 5 to 7 dreams a night each.
Wow.
But God speaks to them so profoundly. Yeah. And I think that's amazing.
It is.
So, and sometimes dreams, are more significant than others and directional than others. And so we need to take note. And there's such a gift. If you are not a dreamer, just pray to God that He'll open up that dream portal to you. And I believe that He'll do that for you. We want to talk about dreams and interpretations and evangelism.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. everyone dreams, right? And everyone is interested in what they've dreamed about.
Mm-hmm.
And when there is someone who is standing in front of a person who isn't saved, especially, and they're able to, with the person that's coming on next, a lot of times she tells them what their dream is and then interprets it for them, right?
Exactly.
They're like, how did you know I had even had that dream? And that really gets somebody's attention.
I think that dreams and interpretation of dreams is one of the greatest tools for evangelism today. And I just want to say, we are in a season of harvest right now. It's not 4 months and then the harvest is right now. The harvest fields are ripe.
Yeah.
And God is speaking to people in dreams all around the world. He is revealing Himself to people in dreams. I remember a number of years ago, we set up a dream interpretation booth in a New Age bookstore. And beside that, we had free destiny words.
Yeah.
And I remember this psychic came to my table. I was interpreting dreams, and he shared with me his dream. And I was so excited because God was actually revealing Himself to him in this dream.
So
when I started sharing with him what God was speaking, he's using his language because he's not born again yet. He says, you've got a very powerful energy and you've got a spirit guide that is very, very powerful.
Sure.
And I said, that's true. I have the most powerful spirit guide in the universe.
That's right.
And I said it with confidence, and he looked surprised and he said, well, tell me more about it. And so I was able to actually preach the gospel through this dream that he had. But the dream was showing him that he was to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
This is a man who has been a psychic for years. People come to him to get all kinds of prophetic insight. Mm-hmm. And he got saved that day, and his wife got saved that day just through a dream interpretation. And when I went with Cindy McGill, you're going to hear from her in a moment, into the porn convention or the adult convention in Vegas, we had a whole booth set up for dream interpretation. And people that were very involved in the adult entertainment industry came, had their dreams interpreted, and we got to share the gospel with them, share how Jesus was luring them. And many of them would just weep and cry and respond to the power of God. But where did it all begin? With a dream. And because we were able to interpret those dreams, we were able to lead them to Jesus Christ. So it is my honor right now to introduce to you Cindy McGill. She's very much a part of our network, a leader in our network. And she's an evangelist, but also a teacher, an equipper in the body of Christ. And she has been used, she goes and does extreme evangelism. She'll go into the psychic fairs, the New Age festivals, into the adult conventions, anywhere where there's darkness, she'll take her teams in. And I just love her passion for reaching the lost. It's my honor to introduce to you Cindy McGill.
I'm Cindy McGill. About 3 weeks ago, Patricia called and asked me if I would record about a 3-minute video on how we use dreams and interpretation of dreams as evangelism. We've been doing this ministry of interpreting dreams for about 20 years now. We've been to the Sundance Film Festival over and over again. We've had Burning Man, of course, which is a countercultural event in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. We've gone to New Age events, and of course now the adult industry. What this does is it gives us an opportunity to talk to them on a level that is not invasive. They're telling us something. We're giving them the opportunity to value their time and their message. And then we hear their dream, and then we listen to God and find out exactly what is the message that is being given to this person. Many times it'll just be something about their own life. And I've been on even secular talk shows like Beyond Reality Radio with the Ghost Hunter. And I think this is fourth time I've been on there. And people are calling in. The lines are always lit up for people to have their dreams done. We can't get to them all. So it's very valid right now. And people want to know what their dreams mean. We were just in Miami and we encountered a young girl at the adult industry, and she'd had a dream. And in this dream, she was in a building and she couldn't get out. There were doors and windows that would open and close over and over again, but she never seemed to make it to the window or the door to get out. Then a sky would appear above her, and it looked like clouds or look a blue sky, but it was a facade. It wasn't even a real sky. And we realized she was describing her life to us. She was trapped in a building, in a situation that wasn't going to let her get out. So we took that moment to prophesy to her and say, this is describing to us your current life. You are trapped. You feel trapped. There are doors that look open, but they don't ever open long enough for you to get out. And we're going to say that within the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to have an opportunity. A door's going to open. A window's going to open for you to make the leap into your new life, into the life you're meant for and not what you've settled for. So we just took that opportunity, and she began to cry. And when she did, she realized that her life was a whole lot more important than just staying in an industry that was eating her alive. These are the kinds of dreams that we have. We've also encountered people that were ready to kill themselves, and we've interpreted their dreams, and it's given them hope. So we just want to say this is very valid for today as evangelism. We love you, Patricia. Bless you guys.
Such a beautiful tool of evangelism. And I'm reminded of a scripture that says, your gift will make room for you. And this to me is sort of like offering, you know, a surprise gift that says, oh, you know what? You've had this dream. Here's this gift. I want to tell you what that dream means. And then what you're offering them is even beyond what they understand, because what you're offering them is Jesus. And you're opening a door for their future by their dream, because Jesus has so loved them that he's wanted them to see who he is. So I would just like to pray for you now. And before I pray, let me invite you again to join the Women in Ministry Network. On our Facebook group page, we have often got women who are saying, hey, I had this dream. Does anybody have an interpretation for me? And we've got dream interpreters that are in the network that always have something that they can add to in that. And if you are wanting to be one who is taking light into darkness, we want to walk with you there. We want to support you in that and celebrate who you are in taking that light into darkness. And I pray over you today that your dreams are ignited, that as you sleep, that there is an acceleration of a seeing and a remembering of your dreams, and that when you awaken, that you have an understanding and a realization in your spirit of what has been spoken to you in the night, and that there becomes an open portal over your home in the area of dreams and the understanding and the interpretation of dreams. And I release that over you today. And I am expecting that tonight, when you lay down to sleep, in fact, when you go to bed tonight, expect dreams.
I've got a decree for you. Did you have anything you wanted
to? No, okay, I'm looking forward to this decree. Okay. I'm going to receive the impact from
all right. Lord, you speak to your daughters in dreams and visions. The Lord has opened your eyes to behold wondrous things. And when you lay down, you are not afraid, because you rest in the shadow of the Almighty, and he makes your sleep sweet. God draws you to his heart and leads you by his spirit. He is your cloud by day and your fire by night, leading you into his promises. Your resting place is anointed and flourishing, and you are overshadowed by his great love.
I love it. Don't you love the decrees of the Word of God? I just like to sit back and soak in it and digest it all, because that Word doesn't return void. We love you. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. And you just go and dream. Go and dream and let God build your dream life. And we'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.